Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Before Sunday's win over the Texans, James Devlin's role was one of the less glorified ones, but he had a chance to put his ball skills to the test. He knew that as a fullback in this league, if he wanted to prove he could be a contributor on offense, it was either now or maybe never. Well, he chose now.
It's not too often that a fullback gets their number called, and I knew I had to make most of the opportunity that I was given, because if I didn't, then I probably wouldn't get it again.
After graduating from Brown, Devlin bounced around from the UFL and with the Cincinnati Bengals before landing with the Patriots. He had the first start of his career this season in Week 1 against the Buffalo Bills. And in college, he played on the defensive line, but then made the switch to offense in the NFL. And of all positions in football, why a fullback?
I kind of made that decision myself with my agent coming out of Brown. I knew my road to the NFL was going to be a tough one, so I kind of just wanted to be versatile, and you know, wherever they needed me to play, I would do it. And when I got to the UFL is when I finally made that switch.
And the next man up mentality doesn't always just apply to the injured. When Stephen Ridley was inactive on Sunday, it opened the door for Devlin to prove that he could be a contributor, a sign of the coaching staff's confidence in him. It was a fight to get in, but he found the end zone, scoring his first career touchdown and cut the Texans' lead to just a field goal.
It was something I'll never forget, you know. I mean, getting your number called and knowing that you're that close, and then finally plunging in there like I did. I mean, that was something that I'll never forget, and it was just an incredible experience.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.